Burkina Faso is under new management again. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The military kicked out the interim government Thursday, nearly a year after the last coup, and just a month before the next presidential election. Fighting and uncertainty breed fear, which has had an impact on Compassion International. Spokesman Tim Glenn says they've had to put their work on hold because of the unrest. Compassion works with 190 church partners, helping more than 50,000 children. Put yourself in their situation right now.
For these families, they're terrified right now. They're afraid to go out into the streets. Please pray for safety. Please pray for calm and for peace. Please pray that the situation will resolve quickly and that it would work out in a way that doesn't endanger any children or any of our staff.
On a lighter note, most students can't wait for graduation day. It's the same for communities helped by Food for the Hungry. FH's Beth Allen explains.
Food for the Hungry goes into these communities with the exit plan in mind. We go in with the intent that there will be a graduation someday.
After 13 years of working with FH, graduation day just came for the residents of Santa Barbara, Peru. Before FH came to help, no one trusted each other and few had ever heard of Christ. Today, families meet together regularly for Bible study.
We want our listeners to know about it because, for one thing, you can be part of that story. Santa Barbara has already graduated, but there are many more communities out there that need help.
Get more specifics at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.